tell?
We call that nigger toes.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had any, did people ever get, almonds?
Yeah, they grow right up here on this
hill.
They do?
Is that how this, I don't know if I'm saying that right.
But don't you know what a tree looks like that almond grows on?
No, I don't think so.
Peach?
Sure.
A peach tree.
Oh.
And the seed, but the end looks like a peach.
Oh, yeah.
And they grow right up here on top of this hill.
They do.
And they get about big around.
Uh-huh.
And that dries up, that hull dries up. And they just fall off on the ground.
Well, what do you call, you've been to Florida, what do you call that kind of fruit that grows in Florida that the people make juice out of it?
Are you talking about a coconut?
Well, this is smaller than a coconut, and it's a fruit that, and people make the juice from it all the time, squeeze it out.
Orange?
Yeah, they have, now, in the garden, people might grow, it's a little red vegetable, and it's kind of peppery. It's red on the outside, white on the inside. We call that, it's a root vegetable, but people slice them up, put them in salad.
Well, you mean onions?
Well, it's really...
Radish?
Yeah. They grow those.
Goodness sakes, lives.
Yeah. You never thought of it described like that, did you?
I've grown radishes right out here.
So you know what. Well, what do you call those? You said that they would grow tomatoes. Did you ever know of anybody grow those little tiny tomatoes?
We got about four or five vines of them right up there.
What do you call those?
We just call them little tomatoes or cherry tomatoes or something like that. And then they've got the little pear tomatoes. We did have them, and they come from California, what we got out here, the seed at the start of them.
And what do you call the kind of potatoes they have orange meat in them?
Well, I'd call them a sweet potato.
And what about the kind of onions that you pull up and, they pull them up and they eat the whole thing? I mean, you know, when they're young, they call those...
We call them green onions.
And let's see, when did you ever raise okra?
I raised lots of okra.
Uh-huh. Oh, you'd raise that too? Well,
okra's good when it's just about like that.
Oh, just little then. Uh-huh.
And you take that and eat it raw.
Oh, really? I never have had that raw.
You eat it raw, and when you eat it raw, well, you get all the vitamins that are in it.
Now, I have heard people say that.
You can sprinkle a little bit with salt.
And youngins is across the
line. Well, just get your switch and put them back the other way.
Well, now, if you said
and
that
don't
you...
Let them run, don't let them run in the way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You said that, now, you would dry fruit. You were telling me about getting locked up with the sulfur fumes when they were drying the fruit. Now, when you leave that fruit like that, it dries up and it.
Well, the sulfur that's in there stops it from bugs getting in.
Yeah. And then when you say what it looks like, you know, it's dried up, you say it looks like it's all...
shriveled out?
Yeah. And if you had the kind of, well, like peas that you want to, in order to get the peas out of the, you have to...
We take them and put them in a tow sack.
Oh, you do?
And then we take his club and we beat the peas out of the hood. No, I ain't.
And you do that instead of
what you using? When one lick with a club.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
One.
And that way then you don't have to take them and...
And then you wind them then.
Uh-huh.
Pour them out of the sack and then hulls.